Hello, everybody. I'm George from Ireland. Well, I'm talking about Wes Streeting MP, who until about a week ago was the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care in the United Kingdom. His remit was particularly England, somewhat Wales, not Northern Ireland, not Scotland. So when he resigned, this self-righteous, sanctimonious twat had the nerve to say that he'd improve the NHS. Now, being an honest person, I sometimes foolishly assume that other people are honest too. But of course, I'm naive because he's not. I mean, I should say he's a politician. So he's extremely dishonest. And he was cherry picking the data. So in many ways, he's made the NHS worse. And he has constantly caused suffering for people in the NHS deliberately. You see the cruelty that he's inflicted upon them, the sexual abuse, the violence against patients in the National Health Service. All things that Wes Streeting has ordered, has voted for, and has advocated for. It really is sickening. And it's especially revolting in view of the fact that he always brings up his own supposed deprived childhood to generate compassion, make people well up for him, and somehow uses this as a cover for his abominable crimes against the most vulnerable members of our society, particularly little children. And he has a shot of being prime minister. Fortunately, I don't think so. And even more happily, probably be voted out at the next election. Lose his seat. You know, the facts speak for themselves. The National Health Service waiting lists are over 7 million. And that's much higher than it was before the pandemic. The pandemic was 2020 into 2021. So that ended like 5 years ago. And okay, some of this was under the Conservative government, but 2 years is under his government. Supposedly, he prioritised it. He often has the chutzpah to claim that the Labour Party is the party of the NHS. And it's true that his party founded it. And there's a whole debate on whether the NHS is the right model anyway, but about which more later. Look at an accident and emergency. Now, in the United States, I think we call it emergency room. And the performance is bad by historical standards. There are often 12-hour waits, and that has scarcely diminished under his own socialist maladministration. And many of the cancer treatment targets are being missed by a country mile. I know someone who needed an x-ray in his knee, and it took about 9 weeks before they even contacted the person to suggest coming in for an x-ray. The x-ray is done, the result is instant, but not telling the person for weeks afterwards. So the gross inefficiencies. Now, I know that Wes Streeting is not a doctor or a nurse or a pharmacist or a clinician of any kind. He doesn't work in the NHS in that sense, but ultimately he carries the can. And if he's not willing to responsibility, he should get out. Now, he resigned, but not for that reason, just for naked ambition, partly because he says he's lost confidence in Sir Keir Starmer. Well, he's not wrong on that one, but he suddenly had this attack of conscience at just the time he thought Starmer was weak and that Streeting would have a go at the top job. Luckily, it looks like that Streeting is not going to get it. And the Labour Party see him as a scumbag he is. Now, economically, he is at least sane. He's not a communist headbanger, unlike some of them in the Labour Party. But he's a very vain man. Never trust a man who spends so much time in front of the mirrors. He's got the prettiest eyelashes. He must spend an awful lot of time grooming. Does he wear makeup? I don't dispute his right to do so, okay? Now, I mean, he's an out homosexual. There's absolutely nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't object to having a gay prime minister forever. Every single time. So what else has gone wrong? So some of the waiting lists have come down, but that's simply so-called validation. People being removed administratively, massaging the figures rather roughly, not because they've actually been treated. There's the perverse incentive to treat the less serious conditions because they're quicker, easier, cheaper to treat, even not prioritizing people on the basis of medical need. So public satisfaction with the NHS remains very low indeed. A Streeting claiming is on the road to recovery is a flagrant lie. So he exaggerates his waiting list data simply for a partisan advantage. You see what he's done, not giving pain medication to those who need it, to ripping off the limbs of people, the unconsenting, to causing them to bleed very heavily, to crushing the skulls of patients, to ripping off the heads of patients, to injecting people against their will with deadly poisons in their hearts, causing cardiac arrest and so on, to cutting people off from oxygen until the point of death, depriving people of nutrition on purpose, for the express purpose of causing death. And indeed, he does. So all these murders, they're carried out on his watch. Now, I know he doesn't have to sign off on every single one of them. And I suppose even if he advocated against them, probably the experiments would still continue. I'm not sure he could order the NHS to throw out the deadly poisons. There's some organization which chooses to buy poisons as well as medicines for the NHS. I don't know how much say he has. He could at least not advocate for it. He could at least not vote to legalize the murder of girls and boys just because they happen to be in utero at the time. So he's an absolutely vile individual. And then he is this creeping Jesus banging on about his religious faith. I've no objection to him believing in Christianity or any other religion, or indeed practicing it. He might remember, suffer the little children to come unto me. Now, I don't believe in Christianity, but he purports to do so. From my mother's womb, you knew me, you named my name. If you believed in the Bible, which I don't, you would say, well, obviously someone is alive when he or she is in utero. So he is just an ogre, okay? And because he is intelligent, capable, and dangerous, and he's an astute tactician, although it slightly went wrong, he doesn't have the numbers. So he is despised by many in his own Labour Party. So I very much hope that his career in public life is over. And he ought to get a taste of his own medicine. People like this need to be brought to justice for what they've done against the weakest members of our society. Those who've never done wrong, those who can't even run away. And he pointed out that he was almost a murder victim himself. Well, pull up the ladder behind you. Just because he was escaped, he was shown mercy, and he doesn't show this mercy to anybody else. And he deploys bad faith arguments in order to try to excuse his sickening bloodlust, inflicting violence upon people who've never done anything wrong, people who can't escape, and people who can't fight back just because they're weak, just because they're small, and so on. And then also having the temerity to claim that it's medical care when it's not, when it's just cruel and selfish people are doing this. They're too tight-fisted, thinking their children might get in the way of their career, which might be false. But even if it is, so what? A child's life is worth more than anybody's career. And how many murders have been committed on his watch? Something like 600,000 murders committed by him. And the people who get killed, it's almost never to save the mother's life. You'd have emergency cesarean almost every case when it was late on. And these children, almost never the progeny of rape. And even if they were, it doesn't diminish their right to life, one jot or tittle. And even if these children were conceived through incest, again, they have the same right to life as everybody else. And what's incest? Is it first cousin marriage? Some people say it is, some people say it isn't. Isn't it second cousins? Is it third cousins? Sometimes things definitely are incest, which I know is repugnant, but not as bad as murder. All right. So thank you for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon, donate PayPal, georgecallan79@gmail.com. Goodbye.